Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, we are. We are wonderful, we are free, we are whole, we are powerful. And you are more powerful than you are willing to admit. I know the truth about you. You can't hide no more. So let's go on a journey. Let's take a trip, even if you disagree with me. That's a waste of energy. But you're powerful enough to disagree. You're powerful enough to go through challenges.
Walking.
Let's go on a fearless journey right now.
Walking along the shore, stepping forward, stepping forward in the waves. The waves that embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance,
to the light. pray to remember the love that we are, that moves as us. And right now, as we pray to remember the love that we allow that love to move through us. We allow ourselves to remember that we are surrounded by the most powerful force in the universe, love, God. As a matter of fact, we have that place where God gets to remember itself as it shines its light on us, through us, right now.
And as the sun shines and permeates our minds, our hearts, and our souls, we allow ourselves to feel the waves under our feet, the waves of remembrance. We allow ourselves to flow as the waters flow. We allow ourselves to accept as the waters accept. With the ebb and flow of the waves, we take flight, we take passage, stopping only to reflect on what has been learned up to this moment. As we grasp the understanding the lessons have brought us, we take the strength that comes from learning and we apply this to everything, every situation we meet. Loving and trusting as we move forward. Perseverance in action. Each step deliberate as the last. For we know that our love for all that is will keep us walking through this life's journey. We know that if we stop, it's only to reflect. We never, ever have to go backwards. We never have to regret. For truly, there are no regrets. There only is. And we move forward without fear. We move forward to the source of life from which we came, knowing that everything is evolving and revolving, moving, flowing, spinning. We find peace, knowing that what we want, what we desire, is only one step ahead of us. And if we keep moving, we will meet with our desire, and we will welcome our desire, and we will embrace our desire and know that we truly deserve our desire. Giving thanks in each step for all the blessings. Breath, movement, sound, taste, smell, touch. We give thanks for perception, health, and the wealth of health. We honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution always resides within the soul, and the song of the soul. If it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears.
Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to your power. Welcome to the truth of who you really are. Welcome to what is real about you. The fearless journey. What did you find? What did you remember? What treasures were you gifted with? What do you want to share with the world right now? Good afternoon. Good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be, at this very moment in time, this moment of power, this moment of change, this moment of transformation. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You already made a difference by going on the journey. And even if you couldn't get still long enough, if you got still for just 1 second, you were part of the change. If you got still for just a nanosecond, that nanosecond to just breathe in. If you were inspired to go do something, you've caused a major change in the world. That's how powerful you are. And I don't care how proud you get, how you try and play it down. I don't know. No, well, I do not care. I know that you are more powerful than you are willing to admit. But you allow fear to tell you, no, if you speak up, people are going to think, who the heck are you? Sometimes it's not people. It's you saying that to you. What do you mean you're powerful? What do you mean you have the power of the word? The word. You can't even get your life together. It takes power to create challenges. It takes power to move through challenges. It takes power to wake up in the morning after having such a bad day, bad night. It takes power to get up and say, I'm going to go to work, even though I don't really like it. I hate it. People get on my nerves. It takes power. It takes power to compare yourself to somebody else. That's some serious resistance to not look at you, who you really are,
the you that is expressing the you that is so natural, that is second nature. It feels like first nature. It's so close to you that you don't even know you are it. So it takes power to go outside of yourself and compare yourself to somebody else, to resist the powerful force that is moving through you. That is you. And say, I wish I was like that. I wish I had what they had. They got their life together. It takes power. It takes power to talk and think of something else. It takes power to be doing one thing and be able to think of something else simultaneously. To think outside of circumstances. Someone gives you a compliment. You listening and all this stuff is going on. You're hearing them say what they're saying. And you're like, well, this old dress. Oh, my hearing is washing. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, you don't know what I know. And at the same time, still trying to engage in a conversation. It takes power. You are more powerful than you are willing to admit. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your challenges are. I don't care what pain you're going through. It takes power to be on this planet. One sperm won the race. One won the race. And he said, I got this. That takes power. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. On LifeConversationsRadio.com, I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's right. I'm stepping into that power. I'm releasing the resistance from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I feel things moving in my body as I say that out. But that's what happens when you declare your power, when you declare the truth. So what if I decide not to go to two another time? Who is going to judge me? Me. So I can just deal with me, right? 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. If you're a new listener, it probably won't make sense to you. But my old listeners have been listening to me over a year talking about it's 12 to 1:30. They're just like, when is he just going to surrender? Well, today is the day. I am being the change I want to see. I say yes to all that is seeking to be birthed. And we ask that you share the show, because there's so much that is birthing right now. To share the show right now, this very moment, by sharing it on your social network, tweet it, text it, knock on your neighbor's door, take your laptop over, say, just listen to this. Why? Just shut it up and listen. And if they say, well, I really want to know, just look at them and say, in a very quiet voice, listen to me. You are more powerful than you're willing to admit. The mind won't know what to do with it when you drop your voice like that. And the soul will be like, I'm trying to tell him. So share the show. Come back and listen. And just as important, don't go a day without Life Coach at it. It's perfect medicine. It's here for you free to just rejuvenate, to reconnect, to remember. We started the show off with a meditation journey, a journey called Fearless Journey by Umbasa Sufera, co-founder of Life Conversations Radio Network. And to find out more about her, go to umbasa.com, O-M-B-A-S-S-A.com, O-M-B-A-S-S-A.com. I don't know where that came from. But when you're in your element, stuff comes through you. That's what we're afraid of. Like, if I surrender to my power, what's going to come out of my mouth? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? How am I going to show up? People may not like it. Who cares? They've got their own stuff to deal with. Do you like it? And even if you don't, surrender. Yes. The number is 347-426-3346. Today we are unleashing the power. We are flipping what power is for us. We're going to flip weakness. We're going to flip opposite. Because you know life has no opposite, right? What's the opposite of life? Death? Yeah. You think you're smart. No, because life never dies, which means there is no opposite for life. As a matter of fact, life is God, and God is life. So for life to have an opposite, to have something opposing it, would be for God to have an opposite. Would be for God to have something opposing it. Ooh, I hear people say, wait a minute. You had me until you said that now. Come on now, the enemy is busy now. That's God's opposite. Oh, wait a minute, the egoic mind will, no, I was with you until you said that. No, what is the enemy? Who is the enemy? You. You believe in that there is an enemy. You are your own worst enemy anyway. Because if you ever wake up in the morning and you watch the news and you breaking news, the devil has been captured. And he's been sentenced to death. As a matter of fact, we gained another breaking news. We just found out the devil and the egoic mind has been killed, has been eliminated. It sinks. It doesn't exist anymore. Those of us that want to hold on to the devil, those of us that want to hold on to the enemy, those of us that want to say, my egoic mind, and negativity, all of that, we still experience opposite. We'll still blame somebody. We'll blame ourselves. We'll still say, I know, but get your big butt out of the way and trust the process of life. You are more powerful than you're willing to admit. And when you tap into this power, and when I say tap, when you just allow yourself to just sink into it and just say, okay, I am powerful. Your mind, the first time you say, your mind will try and do something with that. So you sink into it. You become still. The most powerful force. It's stillness. The dictionary said stillness is when there's no motion. That's a lie. In stillness, you're tapping to the real motion of life. There's always movement. There's always sound. And sound is vibration, frequency. That is movement. Ask the scientist. I'm not one, but I know what I know. I know it to be true, as I know I have a brain. I haven't seen it before, but I know I have a brain. Some people might think I don't, but I know I do. I know I have a heart. I've never seen it before, but I know it's true. So how do you know there's a God? I haven't seen it, but I know there is. What does it look like? I don't know. I don't know what my brain looks like. Well, if you tell me you see what a brain looks like, that's somebody else's. That's somebody's idea. There is a knowing that transcends the human perspective, the human definition, the human intellect. They go so deep that you just know and you don't know why you know or how you know. And when you can sink into that knowing that runs so deep, you will know truly, as Lisa said yesterday, we are here to pass life on. That we are the container of life. We are the container of the water of life. Can you imagine? Just think of the time when you've spoken to a friend, a coworker, somebody that you've watched on television, wherever it is, and something has happened, but they seem to be calm. They seem to be still. And people say it was rather surprising because it was so calm. Now, it could be many reasons why they're calm. Maybe they're so in shock that they can just say, okay, all the egoic mind, the logical mind is just can't even operate because something else has kicked in. But maybe they've learned, they've cultivated a deeper relationship with themselves, with their God consciousness, their Christ consciousness. They've cultivated a deeper relationship with life. And even as they look at what's going on, and they say, oh, my God, this looks bad. But there's something in their soul saying, going to be okay. There is an answer. There is a solution, a solution. And from that place in consciousness, from that space of awareness, you experience
experience a power that transcends definition, that transcends dictionary, that transcends the mind. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Thank you all for being here. Mother Wit, it is so nice to see you. What do you have for us today? I know you're feeling something. I know you are. It's more than a ohm. It's deeper. What do you have? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Teresa, my dear sister friends, yes, indeed, you are on purpose, truly. You can't help but be anything other than that. You're a fire starter. You're here to shake things up. And in shaking things up, sometimes we end up shaking our own damn self up. It's like, oh, dang, I wanted to shake them up, not me. But guess what? There's only one of us. And what is this? When and C's? I don't know. W-N-A-C-D. Let me see if I can get a 20 on that, Roger. 10-4. Let's see. Let's see if I can get a 20. Let me see if I can do better. Let me do this. And while I do that, Tamara, the spiritual midwife. Thank you. There. Hello, Ashley. How are you doing? Ashley, all the way from Utah. Well, she's from Utah, but where's she living now? I know I'm freaking Ashley out right now. She's like, wait a minute. She lives in Kansas. Welcome. Oh, your eyes are telling a story. Yes, you are powerful. You are more powerful than you're willing to admit. Celeste is in the house, my wonderful co-producer. I am so grateful for you. Beyond words. We're going to come to Mother Wit. She has some wisdom to share with us, and I will not let her hide. And she said, I know that's right. I am right here. 347-426-3346. Announcements. Guess what? We have James Van Plagg. He's going to be joining us in July. We've got great things happening. We have Daniela Ford joining us on Monday. We have Ting Ray joining us for 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them Sabotaging Your Happiness. We've got more. Go to Life Conversations Radio. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. When you get there, you're going to see a new window. Don't worry. Just read and go to the old one. We're working on a new site. We're doing some things behind the scenes, but it's in the open. So everything should be back to form. But when you click, there's a link there that tells you to go to Life Conversations Radio. But it will take you to the Life Conversations Media site. Don't think too hard. Just click the link, and then click calendar. And you'll see the upcoming guests. We've got great guests coming in August as well. Great things are happening. We're taking the questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. If you don't do Facebook fan page, like page, whatever page, that page where you can put questions, you know it. If you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, don't want to spread your stories, your secrets, your business, LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Follow the prompt. There's a tab that says Ask Life Coach. Click it, fill in the email. If you don't want us to mention your name, we won't. But we're taking your questions. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear what the mother has to say. The divine feminine is going to drop some truth. Even if it's a question, it's a question for all of us. Even if it's a coming, there's a coming for all of us. Let's take a quick break. Well, you know, I want to do something. Let's see. Yeah, let's take a break. A quick one. Yeah, let's do this. What are y'all listening to anyway? Why are you guys coming back to listen to this guy? Life is good. I just couldn't. I don't know. I was buying time, and I couldn't think of anything better to say. That's the truth. Oh, boy. That's the part that I listen to after later on the show. If I come back and listen to this, just like, dude, what's wrong with you? Anyway, they know what they're listening to, but just in case they've forgotten,
Let's bless him with Jack Armstrong.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, we're giving a voice back to the community. The voice, the expression, the throat chakra, your place of power where you speak and declare your truth. You are more powerful than you are willing to admit. What are you holding back? What are you holding back from yourself? What are you making excuses for? It's time to give it up. It's time to shut it up. It's time to release it. And while we release it, let's see. I see something here. Ashley said, look in and out. I don't quite know what that means, but I'm just reading that line. Maybe she said something up earlier. But anyway, she said, could be my ears. I've been aching the last couple of weeks. So right now, because we know who we are, we remember who we are, before we go to Mother Wit, we just want to surround Ashley with so much love that she can truly hear what she needs to hear as she pays attention inward now. Pain, pay attention inward now. As she pays attention inward and listen to what she needs to hear. We surround you, we hold you, knowing that all is truly well. Right now, right here. Okay, whatever you're dealing with. She said, I think I asked enough, getting my joints to stop hurting. Well, if the pain is reminding you, is asking you to pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Do you need to go to the doctor? Do you need to meditate? Is it you need to change your diet? Is there something you need to do that you're not doing? Is there something that you're doing that you need to stop doing? The pain is just saying, Ashley, look in and listen. Tune in, we got something to tell you. But if you ignore it, it intensifies. Like, hey, woman, pay attention. Pain, pay attention inward. Now, pay attention, my sister. It's all good. All right, let's go to Mother Wit, and we're going to ask her who she really is. We want you to come. We want you to come correct. We love the name, but we want to hear the name that your mother gave you, Mother Wit. Hey, 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 how are you doing, my sister?
I am doing so well. Your energy is off the chain today. I love it.
What can I say? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So what's the name your mama gave you?
Valerie.
Valerie. I love that name. It sounds very like music. Valerie. Yeah. So what do you have for us? What's the question? What's coming? What's the thought? What's the idea?
I love your show. I love the change that you want to be, and to know that you have the power to empower yourself and stop being scared. So many of us procrastinate, and we've gotten into habits and patterns and thought forms of and locked ourselves in our own cages. And we have to give ourselves permission to come out of those cages because the door is open, really. And now is the time to do that. And
now,
a lot of the time it takes the affirmation, and it's a process. So it's not something that's going to happen overnight. So we can't look for it to happen overnight. It's baby steps.
Thank you for putting a smile on my face. It's so true. It's so true, and I so get what you're saying because, you know, when you think about it, we're challenged, we procrastinate. Sometimes the procrastination, well, not sometimes, procrastination is just based on the conversation, the stories we tell ourselves, you know. It's that whole thing about, it's all about the limitations in our mind. If we think, oh, that's going to be difficult, then it won't be, then it will be difficult. But if we, I know you can relate to this. Have you ever thought of doing something and you're saying, I just don't know if I can do this? And you sit down to do it, and before you can even touch the computer or whatever it is, you figure it out. Like, how do we know that? So the then that you said, the time that it takes on this human planet is that then to understand that we have a programming and we have a God software. So if we could just delete the things that are not working for us. So let me ask you this. Valerie, I just love it. Say Valerie again. Just got such a powerful vibration. Say, what does your mother call you?
Valerie.
Oh, I love the way that sounds. Can you feel the heart? Let me ask you, what do you do when you're in those moments, the moment of procrastination, the moment of frustration, of denying your true power, or when you just feel that you can't figure your way out of what is happening? What do you do? How do you bring yourself back to the center, to the middle?
Well, I see myself as composed of many different parts based upon many different life experiences. And I look at the part of me that is procrastinating because that's the part that has a problem with doing whatever needs to be done. And I have an internal conversation with that part of me, and I address that part's needs. And I do my best to convince them and negotiate to get it done.
I'm not doing it. We don't have no money. And how do you deal with that part of you?
Yes.
So let me be that part of you saying, I don't have what it takes. I'm tired. They're getting on my nerves. I just don't want to do it. How do you get that part? I'm being that part. How do you get me to come to the side that knows all things? What kind of things do you say?
I just tell it we're going to do it. It's time. And mama knows best. And when I put the mama knows best on there, that's it. That's it. That's the foot going down right there. Mama knows best.
Mama knows best. There's so much power in that. There's so much power in that because, you know, for me, Valerie, I feel like there comes a time in our lives where we have to parent ourselves.
Yes.
Well, we have to say, it's okay, Valerie. It's okay. It's okay. There are no monsters. It's okay. Yes, you're struggling with paying this bill. It's okay. It's okay. You're about to do a show and you're all nervous. I mean, come on. You've done the show. You do the show every day. It's okay. It's okay to be nervous. We have to learn to parent ourselves. And that is the power. That is the power.
Yes. I mean, the young lady who said she had pain. We also have to talk ourselves out of that pain. When you have that arthritis, you don't want to move. You want to be still, and because you know it's going to hurt. And you have to, you know, I have to, and in the wintertime when my knees get to aching me, I don't want to move. I don't want to get up. And then, you know, like I said, I have parts. And I'm like, look, you have given birth to 2 children. Your knees is not going to kill you to get up and move. And that's it. You know, if you can do that, you can get up and move.
That's right. That is so right. I mean, we got to put things in perspective. I mean, for me, I joke about it. I'm a man, so I can only imagine what that pain is like. But I am aware and know that females have a higher threshold for pain. I've seen family members, females are just like, oh, my God, I know I'd be tripping out if I was doing that.
I mean, I see people. I mean, life is crazy. Ow, ow, oh my God! Sometimes I say some other things, but I won't right now. Like, ow. But females that burn themselves, drop something, it's just like, ooh, that hurt. It's like, that hurt. I'm hurting looking at what just happened. But yes, it is about putting things in perspective, really reminding ourselves when you say you've given birth to children, you bring yourself back. Like, hey, listen, remember who you are. And that's how we remember our power. That is so powerful. Valerie, anything else you want to share, add with us before I release you? I knew you had something for us.
No, I just want to say thank you so much for this energy boost because it was the vitamin C and sunshine I needed.
Ah, I love that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, my sister. Thank you for all that you're doing. And I'm being told that Valerie means healthy and strong. Did you know that?
Yes, I know. My mother got my name from one of her soap operas, and the lady was something else, I'm told. She was a strong-willed woman. And my mother just, you're going to be Valerie.
That's going to be my daughter.
Yes.
All right, my sister, thank you. Thank you so much for your wisdom, for contributing to this wonderful show that is unfolding. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too. Yes, life is good. It's getting better when we take time to just slow it down, to just be still. Now, for some of us, we vibrate in that slow down consciousness. We're just like, well, all is well. I'm not going to push anything. I don't know what I can do. It's just so difficult. I don't know. I don't know why my life is like this. Sometimes you got to just get up and move. Now, some of us, like me, I got through, like Celeste was saying, go sit your ass down somewhere. go sit your hips down somewhere. Take your behind and sit down somewhere. We have to parent ourselves. We got to release the judgment. We got to release the blame and the criticism. Now, that's not always easy. If you're struggling to release the judgment, the criticism, the blame, the victim consciousness, love yourself while you're doing it. Love yourself while you're judging yourself. Love yourself while you're being critical of yourself. Love yourself while you're being ashamed, while you're feeling guilt. How do you do that? You parent yourself. Wow. You're very judgmental, aren't you? Look at you judging those people. Look at you judging yourself. Wow. You're really being hard on yourself today. Okay. If that's what you choose, that's fine. I understand. Judgment is a painkiller. So you're feeling so much pain, you have to judge yourself. I understand. It's a difficult place to be in, but it's okay. It's okay. And when you learn to be loving with yourself, when you learn not to be judgmental about your own judgment, you can give others that gift. Judgment is a painkiller. Blaming somebody else is a painkiller. Being critical is a painkiller because you're in so much pain and you feel that you don't know how to deal with this, a solution to this, so you say, let me blame somebody else for this because if they didn't do what they did, I will not be feeling this pain. Damn it, it's their fault. And you feel a little bit of ease. In Asking is Given. I don't have that book here, but maybe I can get it when I take a break. I can run, yeah, run to the other room real quick and get it. Yes, I'm going to get it. And everything I wrote down, yes, okay, so standpoint. You know, oh, I got to go get it now. You want to hear this. Whew, yes, I do. I'm feeling the chills. Okay, what I'm going to do is remind you. Doesn't seem. I like to do segues, but somebody needs to hear this. And earlier we were talking with Ashley, because I can't pronounce your username. I've called you Ashley because that's your name. And speaking of name, for Saggy, welcome. Silent listeners, welcome. Rebecca, welcome. Silent listeners, Glenda, I see you trying to be there behind the scene and all quiet, doing other things. Slow down and be still. Just take this next 5 minutes, Glenda, to pay attention to me. I dare you to take 5 minutes to pay attention to me. I know you're paying attention, but stop doing other things. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. where we are reminding ourselves how powerful we are. If you're on this planet, you are powerful. There is no opposite to life for life. Life doesn't have an opposite. Love doesn't have an opposite. Oh, wait. Somebody said, hold on. Somebody said, love has an opposite. It's fear. Somebody said, being positive has an opposite. No. What? Negativity? No. It's just a different vibration. If there's fear, it just lets you know there is an absence of love. But here's the thing. Love is always present. But just because you are experiencing an absence of love, doesn't mean love is not present. You just got to change your vibration. And that's why I know I need to go get that book, because it just ties in with what I'm saying. I didn't even plan this, but when you just allow, things just kind of flow together. When you just simply trust the process. It's time. I got to say this. You know, when the stream is flowing, it's kind of hard to interrupt it. So I just got to listen to when I need to stop rather than say I'm going to stop. Okay. I was watching a documentary. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. And I think, let me Google it while I talk. I think it's called Fat, Sick, and Almost Dead. I'm saying it like that because I'm typing it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Oh, Nearly Dead. That's what it is. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Now, so if you haven't seen it, you can, if you want to change your diet, whatever, you can do that. If you've seen it, you know what I'm going to talk about, or you don't know what I'm going to talk about, but you know what I'm talking about. That's the same thing. Anyway, get to the point. The point is, at the beginning, the part I've watched so far anyway, when the guy who was fat and sick and nearly died, and he decided to change his diet, he's an Australian guy that came to America, going around talking to people, short story please, he will ask them why they're overweight. And people would quickly say, oh, it's my fault. Hey, nobody's pushing the food down my throat. People say, oh, it's my fault. They're so quick to admit that it's their fault. It's they're the reason they're overweight. Now, I'm not talking about they as separated from us. But we all do that. We're so quick and easy to take responsibility for our weakness. To say, I suck at that. But when it comes to owning, claiming, embracing our strength, I give you an example. Celeste sometimes will give me feedback about the show, and I can hear my mind go, it's like, okay, stop it. It's like something about me can't allow myself to hear the wonderful feedback. I have emails or texts that come through, inbox from Facebook about the show, and my head kicks in. It's like, don't get too big-headed. But if someone said, that was just ridiculous, you went from one topic to the other, and here's an example. Someone said to me, they listened to the Sabon for Sumay Ray, the interview I did with her. And as most regular listeners know, as regular listeners know, I crack my own self up. The first 10, 15 minutes is me where I do my thing. We play the music, we create a healing space, we do announcements, and we bring the guest in. So I got an email, and the woman said, I had to wait 15 minutes to listen to Support for Sommet. If I didn't really want to listen to her, I wouldn't have listened to the whole show. Maybe you may want to think about cutting it short. Now, when I was reading, I was like, ouch, that hurts. I actually found myself thinking, well, maybe I need to. And then I said, wait a minute, this is my show. I am the reason. No, I didn't say that to her. I was saying that to bring myself back to myself. I am the reason she is able to listen to Support for Sommet. Now, why am I bringing that up? I'm bringing that up to say when there's something that felt like a criticism, I quickly embodied that. Well, I didn't embody it. I quickly accepted it. Like, maybe I do need to turn it. Maybe I do need to just bring the guest on at the beginning. Maybe I just don't need to go, wait a minute. You know why you do what you do at the beginning of the show. There's a method to what I do. And for those who don't know, I said it, but I'll say it again. The first 10, 15 minutes is creating a sacred space. It's raising the vibration wherever you are, even if you're on a, if you're listening to the archive, is raising the vibration so that we are receptive to receive what we are here to receive from the guests, from me, from the listeners, from the people who are struggling, that energetically we can receive it. It's like a prayer. So when the guests call in early, those who can call in early, they get to be in that healing ritual. And that's how I brought myself back. But she did say, later on, after she told me what she thinks I need to do, she said, I've got to say, I want to thank you so, she has old, so many O's around it. She has so many O's around it, like it was so long. She said, I'm thankful for what you're doing in the community. I appreciate you. I heard that, but at that time I didn't. My mind went more to the criticism. But then I had to remind myself, she told you, she said, thank you so much for what you're doing. Remember that. Why is it easy for us to just focus more on the blame or our so-called weaknesses, but when it comes to our greatness, our power, we just ignore it. I know, because it's second nature. It is who we are. We're getting ready for Celestial Moment. I'm going to run to the other room and get the book. And in the meantime, remember this. Here's a lesson. In oneness. We'll be right back.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now, do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There is no separation, we are one. And it's almost 1 o'clock for Celestial Moment. So when you're feeling your pain, know that there are other people holding you, standing with you. We are one. What does that look like? Let's give you an image. You are one with others in the chat room. You're one with people you don't know. You're one with people that you don't even like. You're one with people you judge. You're one with the people you hate. It's like the body. Think of your body. The arm, your arm, your hands, your fingers, your toes, everything is connected. Where the, see, the body represents the truth of who we are. The body is a God consciousness. It's a divine intelligence. And each and every one of us is a part of that body called God. And the Bible would say the body of Christ. There's actually a wonderful scripture there that talks about, you know, compares the body. Not comparing, but saying, putting things in perspective. It's helping us remember that, yes, you are good at this and I'm good at that. You may not be good at this, but somebody else is. So all I've got to do is ask and it's given. We say, I asked, but I didn't get. Well, maybe you, what you were looking for. When you ask, you've got to become so open. True asking is asking the God consciousness. I need guidance. Show me what to do. I don't understand. Talk to, there's no perfect way to talk to God. God is not a man or a woman. We say he, but that's just to make us feel better. There's this divine intelligence that is everywhere, evenly present, all-powerful, all-knowing, that in that human consciousness, when you say, I don't know what to do, you open up the door, as Valerie shared earlier, the door is always open. We can release ourselves. Sometimes the answer comes from within. Sometimes it comes from without. Sometimes it comes from somebody, or you see something. I shared a story real quick, and we're getting ready to do Celestial Moment. I was going through a challenging moment. It was many years ago, and I was at a grocery store, and there was a guy behind me on the phone. And I was buying whatever I was buying. I don't even remember what it was, but I'll never forget that moment. And I was in my head. I was just thinking, why is this happening to me? I've been, you know, meditating, affirming. And the guy behind me was on the phone saying, he said, your problem is you think you know, I just lost it. He said, you disappeared. I had the word before I said it. But something along the lines of, you don't know everything. Yes, you think you know everything. That's what it was. Thank you, Spirit. You think you know everything. And when he said it, I felt those words. It was like I heard the angels, God speaking to me. Because, yes, I thought I had the answer, that it's going to be really horrible, it's going to be challenging. But when he said, your problem is you think you know everything, I was like, okay. I've been driving down, thinking about what I need to do, how it's going to happen. I've seen a billboard that says, think big, Georgia Lottery. But it's the word, think big. Now, somebody can associate that with money, but what struck me, what resonated with me was the universe would say, think big, there's so much more. So when you ask, ask from a place of surrender, not giving up, a place of, what do I need to know? Because with my physical senses, my five senses, I don't quite understand. And it is given. Even if you don't know it, even if you don't see it, even if you think it's something else, sometimes you ask for a wonderful relationship and you get somebody, you meet somebody that just pisses the hell out of you. Like, this is not what I asked for. Well, guess what? What you ask for, when you ask for something, sometimes you will get something to help you remove what is blocking you from experiencing what you're asking for. Because we are love, we are joy, we are peace, we are everything that we say God is. But when we're not experiencing that, because we have a thought, a belief, an idea, a behavior that is blocking us from feeling that. Before the show today, I'm thinking, okay, God, I wrote some things down, but I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? I know what the topic is, but I wasn't feeling the inspiration. I'm like, okay, I hope I have enough to say. That's what happens in my head. But then I know enough to say, boy, calm down. This is bigger than you. It's more than you. You're just a receptive vessel. Just show up and let God do the rest. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And here she is, all ready to move us through and share some gifts with us. How are you doing, my dear friend?
Oh, I'm on fire. I'm on fire thanks to you.
My goodness, really? So how are you going to go
you're
out
on
for
fire.
Love, relationships, and abundance? Is that how we're going to go out, man? I love it.
That's how we're going out. We say it's going to be the wrap-up to the love, abundance, and love, relationship, and abundance. We're going to wrap it up.
So you're cutting up today. I love it. Clark Kent is gone.
I'm cutting up all the cords that keep us tied to weakness, to our plain small. I'm cutting up.
You're going to cut them up. You got the scissors out today.
I'm cutting cords today. So if you don't want your cords to be cut, you better leave. Because actually in the chat, we said, it's my first time here. I feel happy. Yes, that's the intention.
Yes, yes. And hey, guess what?
I'm
we don't get shout out. So I'm not shouting out to Forrest Saggy and Tamara Spiritual Midwife.
Don't do shout
out.
Wait. Just want to let you know. We don't do shout outs.
I'm not shouting out to Mother Witt either, or Rebecca, or Ashley, or Teresa, or any of the guests in the chat room. I did not shout out to them a day.
Okay, good. Don't do shout outs. Yeah.
No, we shout in. You had a wonderful week,
shout
my
in.
Brother. Yeah, we shout in. But I didn't shout out to any of y'all, because Life Coach Today does not shout out on his show. So with that said, you did have a great week, and I want to really compliment you and myself, talk about not knowing how to receive compliments and working on that. Because we had Sylvia Seward on Monday. We had the courage to live our own truth. Go back, check that out. Mid-year review. It was amazing. And then we actually had women who married themselves. Self-love so deep, they married themselves. Desiree Moody and Nadine Schweigert. And we had Ancestral Blueprints, looking at love, relationships, and abundance with you and Lisa Iverson. And then Here to Inspire with Aisha was off the chain. And here you are playing Superman today. I love it.
Yes. Thank you for all you do. I know people get to hear me, but they without you, what they get to hear will not be complete. You do amazing work behind the scenes, setting up the date and the time and everything else. Thank you.
I'm going to say thank you, receive all of that, and now I'm going to say hello to the family for a celestial moment. Are you ready? I'm cutting up today.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ahead, cut up. I need backup.
I am.
Something. I need backup to cut some. So we need to cut up lack, limitation, and hatred. Let's cut up.
Yes, Mad Hatter. I joined a crazy dance with you. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Thursday, June 28, 2012, and the date, and you get 2046. Add 2046, and the energy of the day equals 12. But today, we're going to add one more time, and we're going to play with 12 Shadow Side. Stop the Twilight Zone head in your music. Is not playing. We've made friends with our shadows today. We embrace what scares us. So let's add again. 1 + 2 = 3. See, there's nothing to fear. Underneath the 12 is 3 for abundance, love, and prosperity. 3 represents synthesizing the active and passive presences. 3 is more stable than 1 or 2. It represents a triangle that signifies harmony and flow. 3s usually indicate some form of group activity, a coming together of more than 2. Now, if you grew up in the 70s in America, you already know all about 3 being a magic number from Schoolhouse Rock. Here's a little bit for you. 3 is a magic number. Yes, it is. 3 is a magic number. Yes, it is. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. Okay, that's enough. I was going to sing, but I backed out. But I sang in my heart. And if you know that song, go ahead and sing it for yourself. Because we can still tap into abundance when we get into our childlike joy. So 3 is the number of creation, and it shows up in some wonderful ways. In the medicine cards, 3 represents the elk, and it's the gift of stamina. The third letter of the alphabet is C, and words like celestial, charisma, and charm connect us to the magical power of 3. The third card in tarot is Empress, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The Empress is the mother, the gentle force that nurtures, protects, encourages growth and abundance in our life. Here's an affirmation gift I found today to help us tap into her gift. The power of nature is in me and around me, and I am going to let that power grow in me like a green tree reaching for the warmth of the sun. This world has more than enough for me and my needs, and I am ready to share. Today is a day for indulgence and physical pleasures, to let go, to do what feels right. The beauty of the Empress is that she embodies all of these energies. When we step boldly into our spiritual identity, we get to become walking keys with doors opening up to opportunities we could hardly imagine, and it starts by trusting the process of life. This life is a gift, and we are free to experience whatever we choose. We are only limited by our thoughts and the words we speak. So go ahead, confess your truth. Say it with me. We are powerful. We can finally admit it. Now get ready for the universe to make your wildest dreams come true. Mother wants to give it to you. All is well, family. And that's the story of three told through the Empress card in tarot. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. And have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
All together now, Celeste. We are powerful. All together
yes.
Now,
I am powerful. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I appreciate you, my sister friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. Celestial moment. Monday to Thursday, around 1. okay. Yes, yes, yes. I got the Ask and Is Given book next to me. I can't catch up with what's going on in the chat room, but you know, if you really, what's to say? Oh, three is. I know I was going to sing the song. Three is a magic number. I was singing it in my head, but no. Let's stay focused. Mother would say standing ovation, and then Teresa says beautiful as always. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we'll come to you. What are you feeling? What's the gift that you have for us today? What are you moving through? Where were you a minute before now? Were you stuck somewhere in consciousness and you shifted? What are you moving through? What are you growing through? What do you need help with? 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. Post your questions there. Celeste and I, or one of us, will get to it. And if you don't do Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Let's share some things here. You know, we have a, let's see, do you know if I need to say, I think so. I don't know. Anyway. I can't think about it. So let me go to this. This is Ask and Is Given, written by, through, Esther and Jerry Hicks, the teachings of Abraham. I remember someone said to me, who was it again? I can't remember who it was now. They said, I used to hear you say Abraham, but I thought you meant Abraham in the Bible. I'm like, what, really? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I was just surprised. Who was that? Was it Betty? I don't know. Somebody was saying it. I was like, huh? Really? But anyway, let me read something there now. The point I really want to bring up for you here, because those of us are spiritual. Let me be spiritual. Don't sing. That will keep you spiritual. Okay, so some of us that are spiritual, we think if we're angry, if we're feeling jealousy, then we're not being spiritual. Okay, here we go. This is what Abraham had to say about this. At any time that you are thinking thoughts that cause you to know your true nature, you are in alignment with who you really are. For this is the state of absolute alignment. And the way those thoughts feel is the ultimate emotion of connection. The way those thoughts feel is the ultimate emotion of connection. When you think in terms of a fuel gauge on a vehicle, this state of alignment would be the same as a full tank. In other words, imagine a gauge or scale with gradations or degrees which indicate the position of the allowance, the fullness, allowance of your connection with your source energy all the way to your emptiest, most resistant disallowance of your alignment with source energy. So when you think, oh, when you're feeling the jealousy, think about that as when you're at your empty gauge, where you're feeling the most resistant, when you're disallowing your alignment with source energy, and when you're feeling optimism, I'm going to go through it, but joy, that's when you're at your fullest. Joy is when you're at your fullest. That's when your tank is full. You're in connection with source energy. So they have this scale of emotional, how you get to see where you are on the emotional scale. And it goes from 1 to 22. I'm not going to read all of it. At 22, you have fear, grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness. That's 22. 21 is insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. Let's go to 14. It goes up, worry, doubt, and then 13, doubt. No, okay, 14 is worry. Doubt is 13. 12 is disappointment. I guess I can go through it all. We're going to take a call, but I can go through it all. So let's start from the bottom. 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. 21, insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. 20, jealousy. 19, hatred, rage. 18, revenge. 17, anger. 16, discouragement. 15, blame. 14, worry. 13, doubt. 12, disappointment. 11, overwhelmment. 10, frustration, irritation, impatience. 9, pessimism. 8, boredom. 7, contentment. 6, hopefulness. 5, optimism. 4, positive expectation. Really? The leap. 3, enthusiasm, eagerness, and happiness. 2, passion. 1, when you're at your fullest, when you totally connect with source energy, is joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. Now, if you don't know about this, what's that really about? Well, that's about where you may be in any given moment. But instead of trying to go from fear to optimism, it just doesn't make any spiritual sense, any emotional sense, really. Yes, spiritual, emotional sense. Sometimes when you're feeling fear and grief, depression, despair, powerlessness, you want to move yourself up to feeling guilty. I know. Just move yourself up by feeling insecure. That you're moving up. It's like, oh, I'm afraid, I'm grief, I'm feeling this grief, I'm depressed. I can't get out of bed. And moving yourself up, I feel guilty about this. Because this is not a way to live. I feel guilty to share this with people. I don't feel like I deserve. Moving up to 20. Why do other people get to have a good life? And I'm here depressed. I got a gift too, but my parents didn't love me. I wish I had what they have. You're moving yourself up. That's on page 114. I'm not going to go through it all. Maybe I can do a show on that one day. I don't know. And you can go to, just work your way up, work your way up, work your way up, work your way up. So even if you're bored, don't say, I'm bored. Just recognize it. And be in contentment. That's moving yourself up. Hopeful. Optimism. So wherever you are, be at peace. Just slowly move yourself up. Slowly move yourself up. Even if you're feeling fear and grief and depression, it doesn't mean God is not there, because there is no spot where God is not. And right where you are, God is. Right where Rebecca is, God is. So let's go to the newest of Mexico and see what God is doing over there. Hello, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hello, Ade. Mm-hmm. I'm breathing.
That's good. Breathe together.
Yes.
Come on, let's do it together. Breathe in. And breathe out. So we're going to do it real slow now. And everybody else, feel free to join us for your own good. But you don't have to. But we're going to do it this slow. We're going to breathe into the count of three, maybe even four. Let's breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. And breathe out to the count of four. 1, 2,
three, four. Ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca's gone to sleep.
No, I haven't gone to sleep. I was just talking, doing the settling, and because I thought my cough was like going hyper.
I understand. I
might have to do that coffee that I had.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so important, and I'm so glad you gave us that gift to just, you said, I'm breathing. You know, because we breathe, some of us do shallow breathing, we breathe from the top, but we got to breathe like children do, like babies do, and just breathe as if. Imagine, here's one example I heard. Imagine your nose is on your belly button. Now, for some people, that could be kind of tricky. Just imagine you're breathing in through your belly button. And from there, you breathe in, you feel your stomach extend all the way out. You hold it, and you slowly breathe out. So when you breathe in, you extend your stomach out. When you breathe out, you pull your stomach in. Sometimes you want to let your stomach go as far back as possible to squeeze out all the air that needs to come out of the old one and replace it with new ones.
I'll have to give that a try. I like that because I actually have had I never felt like I could, you know, I've meditated for a long time and yoga and Pilates and all that stuff, but my breath has, I've never felt like I could do it as long as everybody else, you know. So it's probably.
Okay, so let's do it together. And first of all, you don't know how other people are breathing. Just because they tell you they're breathing a certain way, don't mean they're doing it. So get out other people's breathing.
Like,
just stick with yours.
You can hear them when they're going, oh, where they stay like with that ohm for much longer.
All right, let's do it together. Let's do it together now. Ready? See? Yes, let's do it. You're speaking for other people, so here we go. We're going to chant on. Ready? Here we go. Oh. Continue. Don't stop. Don't worry about me. You do your thing.
Oh. It went quiet. It just stops.
Keep going. Stop talking. You're more powerful than you're willing to admit. We're going to do this together. And if anybody comes to listen to this and, oh, my God, they're chanting, that's fine. So we're going to do it together. Wherever you stop, just continue. Just go back again and stop. There's so much beauty in it. Ready? Let's go. Keep going. Just stay in your own mind. Keep going. Don't stop. Just keep going. Don't listen to me. Just keep doing your thing. Just slow it down. Do it at your own pace. And you feel your body feel relaxed.
I feel like I finally just came down. Wow. So I was calling because I had found my tarot. I have given away a lot of tarot.
Are you using Bluetooth?
I'm not.
Well,
what
you said you are or you're not? Okay. Well, I don't know if you're on the speaker.
No.
You just sound like a speaker. Okay. I'm going to tune in to you. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Or maybe move the phone closer to your mouth. But go ahead.
Okay. I will. I had thrown my tarot last night because something had just kind of told me to do it. So I did. And and then it started saying, you know, beware, be careful, and, you know, people around you. And like, oh my goodness, and it kept giving me the moon, which is technically usually associated with the Cancer. Well, that roommate that's moving in is a Cancer. So I was like, okay, what is going on here? I'm freaking out. So I wasn't sure. I started asking, well, should I give her a 6-month lease? Because she wants a 6-month, but I really wanted to do a month-to-month. But I also don't want to have any concerns. But she's spiritual. We even went to the AMA event. So I thought, okay, why is this coming up now? We're right. The first is coming. She'll be moving on Sunday. I do it over and over asking the questions. Should I give a 6 months? Should I give a 1 month? Should I give a month? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
And it just kept barely giving a yes. So I'm like, okay.
You said you were getting a yes?
A yes on, yes, I should give her. But it's like, it's this way that my aunt taught me to throw. And if you got three aces, then it would be like a certainly yes, absolutely mm-hmm. certain. And then one is like yes, but not a heavy duty yes. And all I was getting was ones. And then I asked, well, am I supposed to be concerned about her? And I was like, yes, two yes.
Are you supposed to do what? Say that again. Are you supposed to do it?
Is the concern, should I be concerned about her? Should I be aware? Should I be paying attention? And it's mm-hmm. like, yes. So I'm like, okay, what's going on that, you know, that this is coming up right now, right before? And granted, remember, I had a roommate that when we moved in here together, and he didn't have the money, and everything went imploded right on the day we moved in. So I've been doing this on my own for a month, you know, and it's the first month, and it's a heavy duty payment. It's not like it's a little bit; it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I just like, okay, I found a great roommate. Why is this happening now that this is coming up? Is it just fear, you know, from the past, from what just happened? Or is it something I should be really paying attention to regarding a lease? Because I want her to sign a lease, you know, a month-to-month or a six-month. She wants the six-month.
Okay.
So I just want a really good arrangement and keep asking through it for that. I'm just like, I know it's coming. I'd like it to be, I just want, you know, peaceful living. I just want peaceful living.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So you want her to do this. So this is a roommate that's moving in with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you want her to do sign on a month-to-month, but she wants to do 6 months.
Correct.
Okay, and you don't want to do 6 months because?
Well, I just don't. I was okay with the 6 months, but then last night something told me to do the cards, and I listened, and then mm-hmm. I did like a general overall reading for myself, and everywhere mm-hmm. it was beware, be careful, the tower, the moon, hidden enemies, disruption, mm-hmm. disillusionment, you know. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Okay, so the cards were, in a way, giving you warnings to be careful, right?
Correct.
Okay. So just staying with the cards that you threw, here's the thing that I would say is, do you trust the cards?
Everything seems to be usually pretty doggone right on.
Okay. So the cards are away from so the cards right now are telling
myself.
You. Say that again? Sorry.
No, it's just usually a way for me to get in tune with, you know, like get some additional messages that I haven't used them in a long time.
Right. So this is what I'm saying, because you said you want a peaceful life, right? You want a life that's harmonious. You want it to. So if you do your cards and your cards are saying be careful, I don't know what are the questions that you ask. You can either. Did you ask if you should do month to month or 6 months with your new roommate? And what did you get?
Well, there's different. I did a general overall reading for myself, just saying, okay, what do I need to know? And then that's when I got all those warnings all over the place. And then
did you ask?
And then
did you ask if you should do a month to month or 6 months?
Yes. Then after that, I asked. Just there's a way to ask so you can get yeses and nos. So I asked if I should do a month to month. I said only one yes. So it's not a heavy duty yes. I asked if I should do a 6 month. It said yes.
So it was very emphatic. The yes was like, yes, but the 1 month is kind of like, yeah, you can.
No,
right?
No, they're both just one yes. So it didn't seem like it made a difference on the either one.
Ah, good point. Because I wanted
but
to stay with your
system. As I was doing that, the moon card kept coming up in them, like almost like we're still talking about her. It's like almost a confirmation. Yes, we're still talking about her, and yes, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, should I be concerned about her? And it came up a yes again, but with emphatic yeses, like lots of yeses. So I was like,
okay.
I don't know what I need to know.
Well, you did. you may not like what you know, because you just said, you know, you asked the question, you're getting a yes, but it sounds like the answers you're getting, it's like you don't want to know what you know.
Mm.
Because if you're getting, I want to stay with your system. I can look at it in different ways and say do this and do that, but I want to stay with the system that you've been using, so we're going to stay with the cause. If you trust the cause, you've always done, it's helped you get clarity, and it's given you answers. So, yes, you could do 6 months, you could do months to month. Should I be concerned about her? Yes. Now, concern, what does that mean? Does that mean be on guard? Does that mean come out of your bedroom? Come out your bedroom at midnight and see if she's in your fridge? Probably not. And the concern could, so when you say concern, you want to ask, when you say concern, what do you mean? Does that mean should I be worried about her, or do I need to stay aware? Do I need to stay open? Do I need to share and be, you know, not just kind of go to sleep, but sometimes, because trust me, I know, having roommates, that's, you know, you have somebody that you're great friends, but the minute y'all moving to the same house, it's like, what? Who the hell is this? Now, so the thing is, you want to ask, you want to get clear about what you mean by concern. What do you mean by concern?
I meant worried. You know, should I be worried about, like, should I be on my toes, like, you know, be vigilant.
Okay. So here's the thing. Here's the thing that I would say to you. Did you ask, should I be worried, or did you ask, should I be concerned?
Should I be concerned? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but behind that, your real question was, should I be worried, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want to ask that question, should I be worried? Staying with your system so you get an answer there. But here's the thing. If you stay here now, and the thing is, you've got to be so clear about your choices, the actions that you're taking, that no matter what happens, I can handle it. You remind yourself, Rebecca, no matter what happens, you can handle it. How do you make sure the future is peaceful or at least harmonious? It's constant communication. With this new mate, it's somebody that you know, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so
She's new to me. I don't know her very well.
She's new.
To attend the spiritual center, so at least I had some sort of, you know,
You have some ideas or assumptions about her. You think she's a spiritual center, she's spiritual and all that. That's fine. Here's what I would say. As you go and do your cause again, if you're so inclined or led to do that, maybe something else.
Mm-hmm.
But to really, as you get into this relationship, be really clear where you are with her before you sign any agreement. I prefer agreement, really, because we don't need to track a contract. We don't need to track anything that's a con, because you're not trying to con yourself into anything. I'm not. That's just my preference. If anybody wants to sign a contract, that's fine. That's just for me. I prefer an agreement.
Agreement.
Like, you can let her know that you're a little bit nervous, worried, concerned about having a roommate. This is what you want. Put your cards on the table. Okay, lay your cards down and say, this is how I feel. I want to try this. I really prefer, so you said you prefer one month to month, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can let her know, I really prefer month to month. I know you were saying you want to do 6 months. I'm willing to grow, so I try it. But let's check in on a monthly basis and see how it's working. Let's check in if there are things that's not working for us that we need to address, because I am really committed to my happiness, and I'm sure you are, but I want to make sure that this relationship that we're getting to, going into, becomes one that helps us practice our spiritual tools. So I would want to check in every month to see how it's going, if it's working for you or not. Because I've had so many experiences of the past, and I really don't want to project that on you. I don't want to take myself through that. When you start from that place, you empower yourself, Rebecca, because you're speaking your truth. And as you speak your truth, you can ask her, if anything that I'm saying doesn't work for you, please let me know before we sign this agreement. because it's best for us now to deal with it in the front end than later on. And then we see each other in the bookstore, the spiritual center, and we don't want to talk. And we're like, hey, we give each other a pat on the back. No, just lay your cards on the table, your own inner cards. So does that work for you? Can we meet on a monthly basis? Right. So then you want to really be honest. I'm nervous. I'm willing to grow. If you choose, Rebecca, if you choose to do the 6 months, like, it's a stretch, but we'll do 6 months. But what I want is that we check in every month. We can go ahead and put that date down now, right now. Let's not wait till the day of and say, we got to meet today. Maybe it's a good idea to just do it now. At the end of the month, at 12 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and if it's not going to work, we'll let each other know a week in advance. But other than that, we're going to meet and talk about how it's going. We're going to tell the truth. If I don't like you using my shampoo, I'll tell you don't use my shampoo. If you move my milk and put it on the wrong shelf, can you please put it on the top shelf? Let's have that conversation. It's about us growing together.
Yes. It's all better.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Speak your truth on the front end. Ask for what you want. And even if it's going to be judged, or you think it's going to be judged or criticized, it may not work for you, but this is what I'm moving through. I'm working on being more. I'm working on not being selfish. I'm working on sharing my sugar. I'm working on sharing my cereals. But right now, my finances are not quite coming the way I wanted to, so I really just ask that you buy yours. Whatever it is, I ask that you clean out the shower when you finish, because I just have this pet peeve about sitting here in the bathtubs. Whatever it is. Communicate your truth in the front end.
Okay. Yes.
And ask the question when you throw your cards. Ask the real question. Don't play games with your cards. Don't play games with yourself. Should I be worried? Should I run from this woman? Throw a card. Should I stay open? Whatever you're feeling. Just stay open and ask what you really need to know. Don't be vague with the universe. Because if you're vague, you get a vague answer. Okay?
Okay, that's good. I love that.
Ask and it's given. You ask the universe, am I going to have a good life? The universe says, yes, you're going to have a good life. You know, because it's going to be good no matter what. But, you know, you got to get specific. What is seeking to be birthed? What do I need to release? What do I need to let go of? Ask specific question, and the universe says, I love it when people get specific. I can't wait to tell you. Then we're all set free. All right, my sister friend?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I love you.
All right, love you too. Namaste.
Namaste. Yes, indeed. I see the God, the Christ in you. I salute you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're going to Glenda, all the way from New York. I haven't heard her voice in a long time. Glenda, where you been? No, you've been listening.
Hey, Ate. How are you?
Hello. Come here. Come give me a hug. Come here.
Oh, yes. A big hug is overdue. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Well,
you called me out because I was multitasking, you know. I'm like, well, how does he know that? or at least I was attempting to. So I did stop. I'm calling because so much has been going on in a good way, you know, although sometimes it doesn't appear that way. So I guess I wanted to share how could I put it into words? That about resistance and about you actually just said it right before you put me in. What do you need to learn? What's going on here? I've had some interesting, the first 6 months of this epic spiritual year has been real deep, real interesting. I don't like roller coasters. At least that's what I told myself when I was younger, so I would never get on them. So, you know, it's interesting that spiritually, if I had to define how my life seems to move, it's about roller coasters, you know. And embracing them, So what I've learned, or what I wanted to share, is it really does work when you're in the midst of depression or the midst of chaos or the midst of feeling out of control or woe is me or whatever is happening, whatever crisis is going on, to feel it and then to choose, okay, you know what, I feel this and it doesn't feel so good. To remember that you don't have to stay in that place of not feeling good. I think we get addicted to that we feel like we're supposed to, like, go in the mud. I know I did for many years. And then asking that question, okay, I know there's good here, or, you know, or they're making them say, I know there's good here. Please show me what the lesson is, or show me what the good is. And I've been doing that because I've had some real, interesting things happen, you know. Tried to fix a situation in my kitchen, and now I don't have a kitchen. So it became worse. So on the surface. However, when I got into it, when I got underneath it, when I got through the fear, and, you know, it's a whole big story behind that. You know, a lot of stories behind it. I realized, wait a minute. Now, since I'm not able to cook, salads are easy to prepare. Woo! Wait a minute. That's the better choice for myself. I should be eating salads. I should be eating more fruit. I should be eating water, drinking water. And now I'm kind of checking out, wow, I wouldn't have done that if this hadn't happened. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, look at that. What a blessing. But first, I had to stop the downward roller coaster and remind myself that there was an upswing and ask to have it right at that moment. So I just want to share that with other people that, yes, it really does work. You don't have to feel like you got to wallow in whatever, no matter what it is. Some things are harder than others, you know, to get beyond that. Anyway, I know you got to close the show, but I pulled a card, something Celeste said when she, I guess, was qualifying me, or maybe that's the wrong word, when she was greeting me. So I decided to pull a card from the Mayan deck, and I'm going to make it brief. This is the Mayan Oracle. I figured let's check in with what this year's, you know, is about. And I pulled a card called Polarity. It's the number 2, and I'm just going to read briefly what it says. Okay. Look in the mirror. Who faces you on the other side? Polarity reveals your conflicts, struggles, and the apparent separation created by your beliefs in duality. Examine your attractions and aversions. Discover the loom of reality that is intricately woven in relationship. Utilize the teachings that are held in the number 2. Polarized positions actually work in cooperative alliance. In cooperation, all polarities serve as backgrounds for full appreciation of one another and the whole. That kind of sums it up.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because 1 + 1 = 1.
That's right. 1 + 1 does equal 1. In spiritual mathematics.
That's why I love that, spiritual mathematics. That's it. 1 + 1 = 1. We don't have to fight ourselves. Life has no opposite. Life is life, just different vibration. You know, how can we work together? How can we support? And everything that happens, we say, oh yeah, everything happens for a reason. But do we feel that? Do we experience that? Do we believe that when things are challenging? And I love how you were able to say, you know, I can't cook, so I can do salad. Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to do that. Oh, I can juice. You know, it just makes life happen.
Well, it didn't come that easy all day. It wasn't like, and I had to really, meditation, prayer, you know, saying, okay, you know, I'm going to see the good in this. It's that I'm not going to look at appearances because the kitchen is halfway torn up. And then it came, like, oh, this is the best thing to happen to me right now. Wow.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You know, because sometimes, I talk about going to your spiritual gym. The resistance that we feel is, it happens, it's a way to strengthen our spiritual muscles. So we try and avoid resistance
and just have this. But, you know, how do you mature spiritually? When you go to a gym to build your body, the weights create resistance, which tears your muscles, the tissues.
Yes.
And
yes.
They get bigger because now they're having to repair themselves. They're coming together, repair, and they get bigger. They get toned. So spiritually, if you want to build your spiritual muscles, all of us, you, whoever's listening, it's the resistance. When you're feeling the resistance, it's helping you to develop it. Lenny just said, you know, I didn't say it was going to be easy. It's just like, you know, sometimes we feel the pain. We may feel frustration.
Yeah.
We may feel anger. We might blame. But then we surrender to the resistance and we keep working with it. We keep pushing. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3. That's it. I can't do it anymore. Okay. All right. 1. That's it. But eventually, the spiritual muscles get stronger and it's like, oh my God. Wow. Solid. Yes. I got it.
I just want to say one more quick thing that came through just now. Allow the resistance to push you through your greater good.
I know that's right. I know.
Have a blessed day,
Ajay.
Right.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I will, and you too. I love you, my sister. Thank you. Ah. Woo. The blessing of giving of yourself. It keeps coming back and back. It keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. I am so, so grateful. I am so grateful for your presence. I'm grateful for your energy as we co-create. As we all tie together, let's just play a song. We've answered some questions. We've shared some wisdom. Let's find something to tie it together. Okay, Spirit, what do I need to play? I think that's it. Yeah, standing in the light. Let's stand in the light, because you are standing in the light. Let's go with, where is it? What's her name? Thank you, Celeste. Cynthia James. Yes. Stand in the light. We're going to listen to some music. And we're going to come back. And you still got some time if you want to share your thoughts. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And I'm just going to praise it here and do something different and then play the song.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Remember, you're standing in the light.
sound. Lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember, you're standing. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light.
Standing in the light. You're standing in the light. Shadow will always give way to the light. Yes, yes, yes. Some things we do out of habit. Just because, you know, we've been wired to do it. So we got to do things differently. I think Glenda did something out of habit. She finished talking to me and forgot she was listening on the radio. I think she hung up on herself like, hey, what am I doing? And she was like, wait a minute. I didn't mean to hang up. I think that's what she did. And Rebecca in the chat room said, she's going to write things down and be clear before she does a reading. And then she said, maybe even we'll start with a meditation before we meet. Yes. So much power when we get still. I mean, there are times when I'm doing my show, I'm feeling surges of energy just fall. And sometimes I'm trying to catch up with it, and then I start stumbling on my words, and in my mind, yeah, I don't say that out loud. Sometimes I do. I say, slow down, yeah. But most times I don't say it out loud. I'm just like, dude, slow down. Take a breath. Breathe, just breathe. You think I say it a lot out loud? No, I say it more in my head because I feel energy, and it depends on the show, the topic, the guest, maybe people in the show. But really, there's something about slowing it down. Now, earlier I said that some of us are always in that meditative state. I've got friends where they just always seem like they just walking while they're meditating, while they're walking, while they're driving. Sometimes they need to shake things up, you know, to speed up. But there's most of us, we really just need to just go beyond the clutters of our mind. Remember, we're standing in the light and get still and ask. Because when you ask from that place, when you allow yourself to meditate, you're really allowing your energies, everything about you, the thoughts, you're pulling in your energy. That's one level. That's one of the things you're doing. Your energy of projection, of worry, of doubt, you know, energy's leaking out because you're fearful. But when you get still, you allow your energy to come back. Imagine you have a jar and you have water in the jar and you put some soil, some sand, some dirt in it. And you mix it together, you know, it will look cloudy. You see all kinds of things, that leaves. You see some bugs in it. But if you leave it sitting down long enough, most of the content of the jar will go down to the bottom. The dirt, the soil, the sand will be at the bottom. Sometimes, depending on what you're using, the water might be clear. Sometimes it's just, it's still cloudy, but you can see through it. So meditation is allowing yourself all that thoughts, all that worry, all that confusion, all the things that are going on. You just let it settle to the bottom. Just allow yourself to be still. Sometimes when you meditate, you will get clear guidance, clear instructions on what to do. Sometimes you just feel sleepy. Feel like you want to go to sleep. Sometimes you just feel all relaxed, but it's like, I still don't know what to do. But you know, because you've allowed yourself to be in that space, take the next logical step. Take the next logical step and know and trust that your steps are ordered, that you're walking in divine order. I think this is Teresa. I'm not going to say it, but I'm thinking it. I'm not going to say it. I'm thinking it. She knows exactly what I'm thinking, but I'm not going to say it. She resists, but I'm not going to say it. I want to say so bad. She waits till the last minute to call, but don't say it.
Hey, Teresa, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hi, it's nice to hear your voice.
It's so good to be back in connection with everybody. I feel like I've been through the dark forest, and I finally found the light through the trees, and here I am. And this has been a beautiful show, Ade. I just wanted to say thank you. The energy today has been out of this world with everybody combined, but you set the tone and the foundation when it started, and it's just been like this little smooth river rafting trip with little, you know, gentle bumps and this and that and the other, but it's been awesome and so aligned with what I needed to hear today as well as with what everybody else needed to hear today. So I just wanted to acknowledge you and say thank you, and I love you, and I love you, Celeste, and everybody in the room, and just powerful.
Thank you.
Powerful what you're doing. And I'm just acknowledging who you are and all that yummy stuff.
We were talking about yummy stuff at a teleconference yesterday. Thank you. And the truth is, it was Celeste and I and Tamara. Some of you heard Tamara on the show. We had a conference call, and sometimes I'll say, and I got it from Celeste, I found myself saying yummy. I'm like, dude, you're a man. You never say yummy. Man, never say yummy. What's wrong with you? Snap out of it. But all these females are having an influence on me. I can't help it. But when life is yummy, it's just yummy. I don't care.
It
I know who
yummy.
I am.
It is yummy. And you know what? I just also want to acknowledge, nobody heard the show about the two awesome women the other day, I think the day before yesterday, marrying themselves. You need to remove any thoughts on what you think that title implies and listen to the show, because it was and is such a vital message in the feminine, you know, the divine feminine, on how everybody can take from that. But I think that the women in the world today just really need to grasp that message and run with it, because you cannot give to anybody else what you cannot give to yourself. I don't care how much you tell yourself that you can, you're short. You're shorting them what you're actually capable of giving, and more so you're shorting yourself. So I loved it, and I commend you as a man for putting that out there, because a lot of men would run from that. Very, very, you know, internal subject.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was awesome of you.
Thank you, my sister.
But then you're just
you
awesome all
you.
Around, so... So that's just the way it is.
I'm more
right?
than yum. I'm more than awesome. I'm yummy.
There you go.
Thank you, my
sister.
You
said it.
You.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
I'll let you close out the show.
All right.
And we'll
yes,
be in touch.
Yes, indeed. Life is good. Yes, indeed, my sister. Life is good. It's getting better. Trust me. I know. I'm clear. We know that we need the females to stand up. We need the divine feminine. That sometimes could be spiritual, but we need the woman to stand up, stand in their truth. And like Teresa just said and reminded you, you can't give what you don't have. If you want to give something, have it for yourself first. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I will see you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Great show with Daniela Ford coming up, talking about Journey to Worthy. We're out of here. Be love. You need to be that. That's who you are anyway. Be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come back to you. Let go. Stop fighting. Ask for help. Receive. Say, I need help. Support me. I need a hug. I need some love. I need you to just walk with me. Yes, that's keeping the flow going. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings, and I'll see you on Monday. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Check out the archives. Great stuff there. No, not great stuff. Yummy stuff.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, we dare you, because we got some yummy shows.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.